You know, you don't become wealthy because all of a sudden you trip across $10, $20, $30 million. You don't become fit because you don't eat for 3 days or because you do the treadmill for 10 hours straight. You don't become happy in a relationship because you buy, you know, 10,000 roses and cook someone dinner. None of those things accomplish the big, audacious goal.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back.
Hey guys, we are back with another episode of He Said, She Said. I'm so excited to be here again.
Well, here's what's interesting about us recording right now. So I've got to jump on a plane in about 55 minutes. We just got back from a quick 3 mile jog that we fit in. We did our normal morning dog walk before that. And all of that might seem insignificant, but the significance is this. We are consistent. And I mean like consistently consistent. I'm looking for some kind of crazy adjective here that would describe how consistent we are. But that's our superpower. It's not any of the big moves. It's the fact that we didn't say, oh, we'll skip the podcast this week, saying, eh, no one will really notice. Instead, we made sure that even if it's, you know, a 10-minute quick dose of valuable information, we're squeezing it in before the flight. We made sure we squeezed the run in, even though I could have said, oh, I've got a pack and stuff. It's that consistency that ends up giving us the wins, no one great big move.
Yeah, I think for me, it's more even just what it says to my subconscious. So when I don't show up for things like, you know, if I say, you know what, we'll just skip this podcast this week, which we've had to do in extreme circumstances. There's been a couple times where we're like, we're just going to have to let it go and let that be okay. It just can't happen. But they have been extreme circumstances. But like, as far as the run, it's crazy how there's so many days where I don't want to exercise. I don't want to run. I don't want to go for a walk. And the more things that you kind of say no to and chip away at, what it does is at the end of the day, it just kind of says to my brain at night, like, wow, you didn't show up for yourself. You didn't support yourself in that way. You know, you keep on like saying no to all of these things that you know can make a big impact, even though they're really hard. So I think for my subconscious, what happens is the more that I say yes, the more I say to myself, like, I'm not the type of person that says, you know, or that doesn't show up. I'm not the type of person that's not going to follow through with a thing.
You know, I had Heidi Powell come speak to our elite mastermind this past week. And one of the questions that came up was, how does she balance it all? And she said, sometimes it's just the consistency that makes me proud of showing up more than it is the actual thing having a real impact on moving the needle. What she meant was, she goes, for this morning, for example, I knew I was coming here to speak. I knew I had a lot going on. So I did this quick Tabata workout, like 4 minutes on each leg. She goes, now I know that 8 minutes didn't change my body really, but I'll tell you what, mentally, I looked in a mirror and I felt like it did. She mm-hmm. said, logically, I know it didn't, but mentally I felt like it did. And it's that mental positive reinforcement mm-hmm. and that consistency every single day that slowly adds up into something good. And now here's my big warning. If you are consistently missing things, if you're consistently making a bad decision, if you're consistently snacking or consistently spending that money in a mindless way, unfortunately, though that consistency slowly adds up in the wrong direction as well. Mm-hmm. So consistency will make or break you.
Mm-hmm. And it's really looking at what are you doing more of, right? The consistent good or the consistent bad? Because it's not like, oh gosh, you know, you have a mix of something and you're like, oh, but I'm missing this over here, even though you're so good at this over here. It's like really understanding that you, even if you're just 51% consistent with the good, your life is going in a better direction. So don't be so hard on yourself, but also know you're going to need to be at least 51% in the good in order to make your life start going in the trajectory.
Yeah,
that you want.
And really, when I hear this, actually, I hope that this is a relief for a lot of people because they might look at their goal life, their goal finances, their goal relationship, their goal body and say, oh, where's that big break that's going to get me there? And the good news is it's not a big break. The good news is, you know, you don't become wealthy because all of a sudden you trip across $10, $20, $30 million. You don't become fit because you don't eat for 3 days or because you do the treadmill for 10 hours straight. You don't become happy in a relationship because you buy, you know, 10,000 roses and cook someone dinner. None of those things accomplish the big audacious goal. So good news. It doesn't have to be this huge, restrictive, great big, scary move. Mm-hmm. It's the easy stuff, the simple stuff done in tiny doses every single day. So that should take pressure off of people's shoulders instead of waiting for that great big break or thinking they have to do something big and scary.
Mm-hmm. You guys, we're so grateful for you. And, you know, I hope that we're just giving you a quick shot in the arm today to remember to be crazy consistent with something. It reminds me exactly of all the things that we've been saying about, you know, the action doesn't have to be extreme, but your commitment does. So the commitment to consistency does.
I love that. All right, guys, listen, if you're listening to this right now, we are 4 days in to enrolling our Fast Foundations Virtual Mastermind. Now, because we record this ahead of time, I have no idea if it is sold out or not. But if you want to find out, just text me. Go ahead and text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416 or go to fastfoundations.com. And if the link is available, there's a seat left. And if it's not, it's sold out. But we would love to work with you. And don't worry if it's sold out. We got future things coming up as well.
We hope we get to see you. And you guys, as always, we love to hear and see who is listening. So give us a tag on Instagram and let us know what your biggest takeaway was. And until next time, have the best day ever.
Yes, appreciate you.